You're listening to SBS News.
The Committee for Economic Development of Australia says a skills mismatch costs at least $1.25 billion in foregone wages between 2013 and 2018. That mismatch happens, for example, if a qualified engineer works instead as an Uber driver. About 23% of permanent skilled migrants, or 34,000 people in Australia, are working in jobs beneath their skill level. The COVID-19 pandemic has meant a faster shift to the digital world, and there are calls for structural change in the migration system to help rebuild the economy once the pandemic is over. Vijesh Chiravatur is an IT specialist from India with 15 years' experience in his field. He has an MBA, a computer science engineering degree, and has worked across Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. But he still can't land a suitable job here in Australia.
It's been really hard, difficult, lot of kickbacks, no responses when you apply, not much feedbacks from the recruiters. So it's been hard. It didn't work out. I exhausted my savings, and that's when I decided to take whatever is available at that moment. And As I told you, I have applied for 300 to 400 jobs.
He moved to Australia 2 years ago, but after months of disappointment, accepted whatever work he could find in order to survive.
I started working for Auspost as a customer service consultant. Again, entirely a different role, not at all having anything to do with my area of expertise.
COVID-19 has made Mr. Chiravatur struggle to find work even worse, and he isn't alone. A new report by CEDA found that a quarter of permanent skilled migrants are working in a job beneath their skill level. Melinda Salento is CEDA's CEO.
What we're proposing is an online job matching tool, if you like, so that skilled migrants could nominate their interest in coming to Australia and the skills that they have. They could then be cleared by government, and businesses could advertise for the jobs and the skills that they need on the portal as well. So you're going to get real-time matching.
Naishad Gudani is a career coach and has successfully matched more than 500 migrants to a job in the last 13 years. He says one of the main barriers is a lack of local work experience. While he welcomes the recommendation of the online portal, he says attitudes in the workplace also need to change.
I've got friends in the United States, and they said they don't find this local experience thing at all in the US, even though they are international students. They look for skills. I think there has to be better education of employers to give these newly arrived migrants a chance.
Mr. Chiravatur hopes as the country emerges from the pandemic, his opportunities will grow.
See, the best thing to do here at this moment is be patient, be resilient, and keep trying for opportunities.
Alan Lee, SBS News.